This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. After a break in trading, Joe Camp of Comstock, our guest here today.
About to reopen here for the new year. We've got a short week, of course, being off for the new year holiday on Monday. We'll catch up here on a few things, wondering if we start the new year off with a better attitude, leaving last year kind of on a sour note for grains and livestock futures, mostly lower there on Friday to close out the year. It was more of the same, where not much fresh in terms of new news to help turn the trends around. And otherwise, we had updates on those trader positions that continued to see the hedge funds pretty well entrenched into bearish bets held in the ag commodities. We start out the week with some, watchful mindfulness, I would say, again, on the Brazilian weather storyline. They had some good showers in some of the driest areas of Brazil over the weekend. There's more in the forecast here this week. It does turn drier again later this month, but for now, that's been a bit of a negative here, that they're finally getting some relief here as they get to towards the tail end of the first soybean crop and start to think about planting that second safrinha crop of corn here over these next couple of months. So, yeah, more of the same here. We did have some news over the weekend about escalating tensions there in the Middle East, drama in the Red Sea with the Houthi rebels that are linked to Iran. And we know that Iran is a big player in the oil market. They're usually a top five producer of crude oil, up to a, top three producer of natural gas. We do see crude oil and natural gas both up this morning, but we'll wonder if we have a little bit of pressure here early on the commodity space, because we do have lower stock futures and a sharply higher dollar index to kind of create maybe a recipe for a little bit of nervousness overall.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Hi, my name is Ethan Smith, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for about 6 years. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it helps keep me informed on new topics and research around the industry, including soils, insects, diseases, and much more. It's also a great way to network with others around the state and beyond. Iowa is known for its crops, and that's why we're here. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
March corn down 2 3/4 at 468.5. January soybeans down 18.5 at 1275 even. On the Merc, February live cattle up $1.47 at 169.97. January feeder cattle up $1.25 at 223.55. February lean hogs up 37 cents at 68.35. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.